President Donald Trump's view of the world has been overcome by dangerous fantasies. According to a new piece from the iPaper, with his ability to grasp vital aspects of what's going on around him coming into question. Veteran reporter Fred Kaplan published a new piece for the outlet on Saturday, citing a recent report from The Atlantic, which found that Trump lacks a lot of basic information, and arguing that this overpowering obliviousness has rarely been more glaring than amid the recent fiasco surrounding outgoing Army Secretary Dan Driscoll. Driscoll had clashed repeatedly with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, especially over Hegseth's moves to fire or block the promotion of more than 80 senior officers, most for their adoption of diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI policies, many for their promotion of new ideas, such as recognizing the new dominance of drone warfare over, say, tank maneuvers, at least half because, and pretty much only because, they were black or female, Kaplan wrote. He continued, "No surprises here." Driscoll, who, like Hegseth, is an Ivy League law school graduate and Army veteran with political ambitions beyond this administration, had been expected to resign for some time. The stunner was that, according to The Atlantic, Trump expressed surprise at Driscoll's comments. It seems the president, who also serves as the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, had no idea that Hegseth had dismissed or derailed the careers of so many senior officers, or that the Army was now soaked in turmoil as a consequence. In April, Hegseth also fired the Army's much-beloved top general and hasn't nominated a replacement since. Kaplan argued that this remarkable break with reality might not be terribly surprising for Trump, given his long-established habit of dismissing any report that clashes with his own prejudices as fake news. As well as the steady information diet of praise and happy-making news, he is fed by his scandal-plagued aide, Natalie Harp. This may explain why Trump tells interviewers that many people regard him as the greatest president of all time. If some people do regard him as such, Natalie Harp has tracked down their TikTok posts, or that the war in Iran is going smoothly, some commentators have said so, or that his positive ratings in the polls are historically high. It's unclear where he might have picked up that myth, as in fact they're as low as any presidents have been, Kaplan explained. He later concluded, as long as Trump can convince himself that he's winning in Iran, he will champion Hegseth as the agent of those victories. The question is how long even the likes of Trump, so determined to evade bad news, can sustain this delusion, and whether, when the truth starts to burn, he pushes Hegseth under the bus, as he has done to so many other top aides whose loyalty he'd suddenly deemed lacking.